It's been one of the internet's great mysteries, just who created the digital currency Bitcoin. When Bitcoin first appeared in 2008, a Satoshi Nakamoto took the credit, and ever since, supporters of the currency have wondered about and searched for the real person behind that pseudonym. Well, this morning, two technology publications claimed to have solved the mystery, pointing the finger at the Sydney tech entrepreneur, Dr. Craig Wright. The story got even more interesting a few hours later when Dr. Wright's house was raided by the Australian Federal Police at the request of the Australian Tax Office. Will Ockenden reports.
Who is Satoshi Nakamoto, the mysterious creator behind the cryptocurrency Bitcoin? If that question sounds familiar, it's because we've been here before. Last year, US publication Newsweek reckoned it had the answer, alleging the creator was a Californian man called Dorian Nakamoto. It turned out that was unlikely, and the Bitcoin creator trail went cold until this morning.
Hi, Ramona. Hey, my name's Dan. I'm a journalist from Gizmodo.
This is Gizmodo reporter Dan Strudwick turning up at the Sydney home of Dr. Craig Wright to put to him that he is the creator of Bitcoin.
I really just wanted to ask you some questions about Dr. Wright. Are you sure?
Gizmodo was one of two technology publications which laid out in detail the claims that Dr. Wright was the original creator of Bitcoin way back in 2008. The other was Wired, which has also based its reports around leaked documents and emails, which provide the best evidence yet about the digital currency's true origin story. Both publications pointed to emails from Satoshi Nakamoto's account to lawyers and accountants in Australia who were at the time dealing with Bitcoin-related taxation issues that Dr. Craig Wright was currently going through. In one, the email from Satoshi Nakamoto signs off as Craig and wonders if it's worth lobbying Australian Senator Arthur Sinodinos to make the taxation treatment of Bitcoin more favourable. Andrew Sommer, who's a partner at the law firm Clayton Utz, replies a day later to Dr. Wright and says that while he's happy to write to Senator Sinodinos, it's probably best to keep, quote, Nakamoto-san's involvement in the background for now, unquote. The documents published on Gizmodo have not been independently verified by the ABC, and while they don't necessarily prove that Dr. Wright is the creator of Bitcoin, in his own words, he has been involved with the digital currency for a long time. One of Dr. Wright's most recent public appearances was at the Bitcoin Investor Conference in October, where he Skyped in to a so-called all-star panel on the digital currency.
How did you first learn about Bitcoin?
I've been involved with all this for a long time. I mean, try and stay... I keep my head down, but...
Were you a miner?
A long time ago.
A long time. Possibly a throwaway comment, possibly a cryptic reference to Bitcoin's early days, where Satoshi Nakamoto was one of only a few users who spent long days mining to keep the currency operational and alive. Such cryptic comments are part and parcel of everything Bitcoin. But the reason for the intense interest in the currency and its creator is because he or she is estimated to own more than 1 million of them. At today's price, that would put the worth of Satoshi Nakamoto's holdings at more than $500 million Australian dollars. Nakamoto's bitcoins came from the currency's early days where mining them, that's Bitcoin terminology for their creation, was computationally easy. And since creation, those early bitcoins have never been touched. They're just sitting there, not moving or being spent. And that brings us back to Dr. Wright, the mystery of the unspent bitcoins, and that just hours after he was revealed as the creator, he was raided by the Australian Federal Police on request from the tax office.
There was an ATO assist search warrant today, not related to any other reporting on this person today. It is an ATO matter, so the investigation is something you need to speak to them about.
The ATO has declined to comment on today's raids, saying it relates to the tax affairs of an individual.
Will Ockenden reporting.